International Correspondence with NZI Insurance. Peace of mind for New Zealand business.
It is 14 away from 6 across the Tasman we go. Donna DeMayo, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, this Uber case is fascinating and it's been going on for years, but what a win and what a bill.
Yes. So Uber has to pay $272 million to Australian taxi operators. It's a class action settlement that was reached yesterday. Now, why is it so much? Well, it covers for all the loss of income and license values. It was a five-year legal battle. It is considered the fifth largest class action ever in Australia. And it was on behalf of 8,000 taxi and hire car owners and drivers. And they said they lost a lot of income when Uber entered the market. It was alleged entered the market illegally. Now, lawyers called it a grueling battle and Uber fought tooth and nail, as they put it, every day for those 5 years. But lawyers say Australians have joined together to stare down a global giant. And you might want to know, how much do the lawyers take, do you think?
Oh, good question. How much do the lawyers, what are they running out at? $500-$600 an hour over 5 years?
Oh, way more than that. I can't work it out because I'm a journo and I'm bad with numbers, but it's $35 million. So I don't know what that is as a percentage, but it's a lot of money.
Geez, that's not bad going. I've worked it out on the numbers you just gave me for the taxi driver. It's $33,800 per taxi driver.
Oh, okay.
That's not bad, well, eh?
Not bad, but I'm sure there'd be some people that think they deserve more. But anyway, they got a decent payout.
What I am interested is whether this travels around the world, because of course Uber is global, and so whether they take that as some sort of precedent. Now, tell us about Darren Weir.
Okay, so Darren Weir is a Melbourne Cup winning trainer. He won in 2015 with Michelle Payne, in fact. But he's now appearing before a Racing Victoria hearing, and the Victorian Racing Tribunal hearing, I should say. And it's alleged that Darren Weir intended to corrupt the outcome of the 2018 Melbourne Cup. Now, he is absolutely disputing that. But as the hearing began yesterday, he did admit to using a jigger, which is an electric shock device, and he pleaded guilty to 7 charges. But the hearing continues throughout the week. Today, an equine behaviour expert will appear.
Fantastic, Donna. You go well. Catch up soon. Appreciate it very much. Donna DeMayo out of Australia this morning.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.